This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Tuesday he would nominate Chad Wolf, acting Secretary of the Homeland Security Department, to serve permanently in the position. Wolf has served as temporary secretary for almost a year. In a statement, Wolf said, "As the homeland faces evolving threats from natural disasters, violent opportunists, malign cyber actors, and transnational criminal organizations, the mission is as critical as ever." Wolf has been criticized for the recent deployment of federal officers to U.S. cities embroiled in protests against racism and police brutality. His nomination for the permanent position requires confirmation by members of the U.S. Senate. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for vice president, is on the Senate committee that would hold Wolf's hearing. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump delivers the keynote address tonight from the White House Rose Garden as Republicans hold the second night of their national nominating convention. The convention began Monday night with President Donald Trump taking center stage and immediately signaling that defending his handling of the coronavirus pandemic and the ensuing economic crisis is paramount to winning a second term. He was shown in the nationally televised event greeting healthcare workers at the White House, who praised his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Later in the diplomatic room, he greeted a half dozen people who'd been held prisoner overseas, all of whom had been released after U.S. diplomatic efforts during Trump's presidency. Meanwhile, Democrats released an ad mocking the Republican convention as Republican national chaos, just as Republicans staged counter-events last week while the Democrats met. You can find more on the U.S. presidential race at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. government says it is deeply concerned about medical tests that indicate poisoning in the case of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who remains in an induced coma in Germany following a medical evacuation from Russia. In a statement, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, if the reports prove accurate, the United States supports the EU's call for a comprehensive investigation and stands ready to assist in that effort. He was referencing the European Union's call for a probe into the incident. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in an attack on Navalny, who's being treated in Germany's Charité Hospital in Berlin. He became sick Thursday while on a flight from Moscow to Siberia to Moscow. Allies of Navalny contend the Kremlin is responsible for his illness. Some are calling for an investigation into whether President Vladimir Putin was involved. A Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, on Tuesday called those assertions empty noise. Taliban insurgents carried out a suicide bombing and other attacks against government security installations in Afghanistan, killing up to 20 people recently and injuring dozens more. Afghan officials said a suicide bomber rammed his explosives-laden mini truck into an army commando unit in the northern Balkh province early Tuesday morning. The blast, they said, killed at least 3 people and injured more than 40 others. Separately, authorities in Shirak district in central Gore province told VOA that Taliban rebels stormed a police outpost in a pre-dawn attack that killed 8 security personnel and injured 6 others. The Taliban took responsibility Sunday for detonating an improvised explosive device at the entrance of district police headquarters in central eastern Ghazni province before a group of insurgents stormed the building. Afghan officials confirmed the killing of at least 3 security personnel. The insurgents claimed the bomb and gun raid left 28 government forces dead. The deadly violence coincides with delays in the opening of a U.S.-backed peace talks between Afghan rivals. U.S. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn on Tuesday apologized for overstating the life-saving benefits of treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma. Scientists and medical experts have been pushing back against the claims about the treatment since President Donald Trump's announcement on Sunday that the FDA had decided to issue emergency authorization for convalescent plasma, which is taken from patients who have recovered from COVID-19 and given to those still suffering. Again, more can be found about our news stories on our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.